Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Hoth.
Hi, my name is Greg Keegan, and I'm teaching in St. Vincent's High School in Sutton. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to look at a previous title from the past exam papers. The appeal of Shakespeare's Hamlet lies primarily in the complex nature of the play's central character, Hamlet. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and to give people an idea of the type of things that we could say. It's easy to admire a noble character, and it's admirable to emulate a moral character, but it's fun to like a flawed character. Human beings are by our very nature flawed. Literary characters that negate our fundamental being are not appealing. We sneer at these characters that live in a perfect world and live by perfect moral codes. Hamlet is a character who is flawed in many regards. His behaviour is undesirable, his morality is hypocritical, and his sense of loyalty is corrupt. This complex play has appealed to audiences for over 500 years. Hamlet, traditionally seen as a noble mind that has fallen from grace, and to some today seen as a flawed and corrupt character. Either way, it is obvious that his personal complexity is central to the enduring appeal of the play. Most of the moral questions raised in the play can be found in the role imposed on Hamlet by the ghost. Revenge, his foul and most unnatural murder. The role of the Avenger is presented against a strong Christian background. This is, however, a contradiction in itself, as murder is hardly a Christian attitude. Once again, the character's morals are brought into question. The world of Hamlet is a Christian one. The ghost returns from purgatory. Ophelia does not receive proper funeral rites due to her supposed suicide. Claudius believes in the redemptive qualities of prayer, and Hamlet obviously believes in heaven and hell. It's against this Christian moral background that we must examine Hamlet's sense of right and wrong, and by doing so, his obvious complexity greatly adds to our enjoyment of the play. If Hamlet accepts his role as an avenger in the manner of his first impulse, haste me to note that I, with wings as swift as meditation or the thoughts of love, may sweep to my revenge. Then he would be committing an act of regicide and murder. Effectively, he would be acting against the moral values that he claims to uphold. It could be argued that it is these values that stay the hand of Hamlet, but it is, in an ironic twist to his complex character, the very same values that lead to the most brutal of all Hamlet's moral atrocities, his decision to wait till Claudius is not in an obvious state of grace before he kills him. Up, sword, and know thou more horrid hent, when he is drunk, asleep, or in his rage. This is probably the most morally corrupt decision of the whole play. If Hamlet did not possess a Christian sense of right and wrong, the fact that Claudius is in a state of grace would bear no relevance. The fact that it does bear relevance, and that it does prevent him from taking his revenge, is not only ironic, but also cruel and callous. It is this complex and disturbing side of Hamlet that surfaces on more than one occasion during the play, that adds to the overall appeal of the play. The point remains that it is his complexity that makes the play so appealing, not the fact that this character is so noble and angelic that flights of angel sing thee to thy rest.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.